RSM Central's Form Express.
Time to find the winner on this Tuesday, the 12th of January. They're racing in Victoria there at Kilmore this afternoon. Wayne Hawks has already given us a pretty good push earlier on in the day. Race two, horse number 7, Diamonds and Stones, but it's at $1.50. They are racing on a good four, the rails in the true. Let's hear what Warren Huntley had to say regarding his best bet, his play of the day, and also his quaddy.
I'm going to wait for the last for my best, race 8, number 1, Rebel Racer. The horse I think is over the odds is race 7, number 5, It's a Ra. Relatively skinny quaddy, first leg 1, 3 and 4, second leg 1, 2 and 4, third leg 1, 5, 7 and 8, home with numbers 1, 2 and 7. Going to try and skinny up the last two legs of the quaddy as the play of the day, running double races 7 and 8. First leg, just taking my top three selections, 5, 7 and 8. In the last leg, number 1, 1 out.
Mitchell Friedman has High Sun going around in race number 3. She's a filly by Fighting Sun. She's only had the one start and she finished 4th there at Geelong. It was a really good effort and she's well in the market here around $3.50 with the tab to take out the third race there at Kilmore. And this is what Mitch had to say.
Yeah, I think so. She was a really good run at Geelong on the wet ground, probably didn't get through it that well. She's had a trial in between runs and looks like that she's taken really good benefit from that first start, and I'd be expecting her to be very competitive, albeit off barrier one, which I think quite often a trick in racing, but I think she'll go there and be very competitive today.
John Maloney's team's flying at the moment. Every time he heads to the races, he's winning with his team. And Reticent goes around at Kilmore for the stable in race number 5. And Reticent at the moment, he's at $2.80.
Yeah, well, that's right, Warren. He comes out of a Flemington race back to a 58 graded race. So he's, in terms, he's well placed to go well. And he thought he was a little underachieved at Flemington, but obviously that was a stronger class. So he should be able to do well.
How's he holding together?
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's really happy. He's been in good shape, so I'm happy with him. Yeah, good.
Ariel's the $2 favourite in race number 6. Levi Kavanagh prepares this galloper, and this is what Levi had to say on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, look, he's going really well. He last start, he went back instead of forward. We sort of got stuck out the back, and he ran into trouble. So he should have went much better than the form actually reads. But, I think he can do it today. Campbell on board. There's been a few scratchings in the race too, so it's only a small field.
A few short price favourites there at Kilmore, and there's a few confident trainers there regarding their horses' chances there at that meeting. So it may be an all-up there, hearing from a few of those trainers, including Wayne Hawks, who has that $1.50 favourite there in race number 2. They're racing at Albury this afternoon. Ian Humphreys joins us. He's done that form for that meeting there on the border, and he is with us now. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you, mate. Where do we start with your specials?
In race 2, number 9, Star Dynasty. Was a beaten favourite last out of Kembla Grange. Had a short let-up. Presumes here barrier 1. Gets Blake on. McDougall to ride. I think he's the one to beat. So race 2, number 9, Star Dynasty. And then we'll go to race 3, number 6, 1 Air, another McDougall runner. Won by 6 lengths last start, winning her maiden. Storm Barrier 2 today. This is not a strong class 1. I think she can measure up and win again. So race 3, number 6, 1 Air is the second special. The quaddy, the first leg would take just numbers 1 and 9. The second leg, 1, 2, 7, 10. Third leg, 3, 5, 8, 11. And come home in the last with 3, 9, 10 and 16.
Okay, so your very best, is it 1 Air or Star Dynasty?
No, Star Dynasty. 1 Air is a bit short, so we'll make the very best. Race 2, number 9, Star Dynasty.
Good on you, Ian. Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
The racing Corinne Dye there in New South Wales as well. Shane Montgomery joins us to preview that meeting. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, all.
Where do we start with your best bets?
Well, look, apologies. The last time I looked, race 5, number 2, without Shane, was only $2. But there's only 6 races on the program, Gareth, and there are quite a few that have got three or four legitimate winning chances. So trying to just pinpoint one or two horses, I thought Without Shame for anyone that wanted just those two bets was worth one, a bet that is. Spelled after a solid debut effort at Tamworth in May, presents fourth up now in the second campaign. The defeat was totally unsuited in transit at Inverell. He hadn't been to the races for 4 weeks beforehand. He's clearly got scope to improve. Race 5, number 2, Without Shame. I'm thinking the best is in the last, Gareth. Race 6, number 9, Dream Song. Dream Song's first up, trialled twice last month. She's a lightly raced four-year-old. She's yet to hand in a poor effort at all during a seven-star career. Should enjoy a dream run from the inside gate after the scratchings today, and she can rate high enough against these horses to win first up. That's race 6, number 9, Dream Song.
All right, then. So race 5, number 2, Without Shame, and race 6, number 9, Dream Song. What about a quaddie?
Yes, sir. In the first leg in Saddlecloth order, 1, 3, 4 and 5. The second leg, 1, 7, 8 and 13. Then 2, 3, 4 and 5 in the third leg, and 1, 5, 9 and 10 in the last leg.
So 1, 5, 9.
5, 9 and 10.
All right, beautiful in that final leg. Good luck, Shane. Thanks for that.
Thanks for that, Gareth. Thank you.
And for our tips, full set of tips, or tips as full set of tips, just head to our website at rsn.net.au. The racing at Gatton. Howard Walter joins us. Of course, that meeting in Queensland. G'day, Howard.
G'day, Gareth. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, mate. Can we back a winner there at Gatton? Your favourite track?
Yeah, look, I really do like this track. And my first thoughts when I'm doing Gatton form, you certainly want to try and find horses that are proven because it's at the venue, because it's got that short straight. So that's one of the first things I look for. And then, of course, you want the horse to be in reasonable form and or map well. Having said all that, where I'd be most confident, their odds on, and, you know, like, I don't really want to be on the record as suggesting we back them, but I think there's a couple of horses here at decent prices that are worth, you know, small bets rather than whatever you might normally stake, but they're definitely worth having something on at the odds. So we'll start off in race 4. I'm going to talk about number 9, Gem Setter. Now, when you look at this field, the favourite, Allan Steve, he's not the favourite. He's the leader. He comes out of the weakest maiden race I've seen in Ipswich for some time. He ran second there. They put the money on. He led, but he got run down. So I think he's beatable. And the actual favourite is number 13, Kid Mac, having its 42nd start and still a maiden. So even though it can win, having its 42nd start. So I'm looking for value in this race. And number 9, Gem Setter. At 4 starts for this stable, it's placed on two of those occasions. Last start ran 9th, but just forget it went round. Was 4 wide, never on the track, not knocked about down the straight. It was a complete forgive. Montana Savo goes back on board. She's had 3 rides for 2 seconds. It maps well. You know, hopefully no worse than 4th or 5th. With the claim, carries no weight. So I just think at around about that $13, $14 price, race 4, number 9, Gem Setter. And then the second horse I will mention is in race 7, number 2, Better Jet. This is an interesting race. There's at least 4 leaders. It's only 1,100, but they are going to go very quick from the moment the gates open. Better Jet's been to Gatton 4 times, 2 wins and a second. He's a last start winner at Dalby. Now, the kid on board, Jake Malloy, he's had something like 32 rides from what I can tell. He's ridden 4 winners at the non-tabs, but that's not a bad strike rate when you're just starting out. And in theory, he's not a difficult ride because you just have to let the horse drop out, hope they go hard up front, and then he just has to look for the, you know, a clear path home. I wouldn't be surprised if Better Jet's chiming in late with no weight on his back. And just further on this race, you've got the second and third favourites. They're drawn off the track. So if the favourite doesn't win, I think it's pretty much a wide-open race. And Better Jet's around about $18. So race 7, number 2.
All right, then. So I like that. Gem Setter, $13. Better Jet at $18. And you will be the king. King of Gatton, king of the world, king of everyone. If you can get the job done, Howard.
All right.
And we need a quaddie too, if that's okay.
Certainly. So in the quaddie, Gareth will start off 2, 4, 7, 10. In the second leg, 2 only. In the 1, 2, and 12. In the 2, 3, and 7. But as I said, they're not big bets, but they're certainly worth having something on.
Mrs. Walter should be happy if you have a dollar each way and get the job done. You should take her out for dinner.
I won't be owning up to that.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
All the best.
There's Howard Walter there. Luke Humphreys joins us. Harness racing tonight at Mildura. G'day, Luke.
Good morning to you, Gary.
I tell you what, the locals lapped it up during COVID, but geez, it's hard to win a race for them now with some of the biggest stables in the state heading north to Mildura. Jess Tubbs makes an appearance there tonight.
Yes, that's too true, Gareth. I suppose for the locals, when the regional racing in last year, it was a bit like Christmas time for them, but things have definitely changed, as you say. Jess Tubbs there with a few decent chances up there tonight, and hopefully a few wins to be found amongst the 10 races, Gareth.
All right, then, how do we back a winner?
So our best bet, well, it's actually a local. Race 2, number 10, Calgary Bay, drops down to a restricted race in the second event. And look, I tell you what, with the regional racing, well, not just the case in Mildura, but also the case right across Victoria, was helped a lot of horses get their confidence up by probably going around against lesser opposition and being able to win back in the middle of last year. Calgary Bay was definitely one of them, and now she's actually going really well. Good winner at Swan Hill in November in Fast Time. Hasn't had much luck since, but has been consistent. She's going really well. She deserves to win. The Emergency's come out in the second event. That would have been the main danger, probably the one to beat, but it doesn't go down to start. Aussie Sunshine. So Calgary Bay is my best of the night. Race 2, number 10, deserves to win. The other one I like is, well, no, I like him actually. There you go. Race 5, number 1, Ian Raymond. Caught the eye on debut from Auckland Cross Road. Came from the outside of the second row door to be second behind Promise Me Heaven. Had to do a tough, was pulling hard on that occasion. Now, tonight, he's got the lowest draw, so gate number 1. And he takes on Promise Me Heaven again, but Promise Me Heaven's outside the second race. So he's got the barrier draw advantage. He's already had a bit of support on the Tabfix odds. So obviously some people sort of agree with the way I see the race. He should be able to be on the pace, on the peak, and can definitely go one place better compared to his first up Mildura run. So best bet, race 2, number 10. Value, race 5, number 1. They're the two ones I like, and I'm quite keen on both of them. Aquati, the first leg, 1-6. So that's 1 Ian Raymond and 6 Race for that. The second leg is 1-7, which is Alita and Pembroke Charlie, who are clearly the main two. The third leg, the 4 favourites, which are numbers 1, 5, 8, and 9 in the fast pass. Lara Jane McRae, Aussie Battler, Rock and Roll Eyes and Beat City are obviously all very good quality horses. And the fourth leg, 2, 7, 8, which is Magic and Amuse, Rubber's Dilemma, Electra Rocks. That's 1-6 into 1-7 into 1, 5, 8, 9 into 2, 7, and 8. Yeah?
Good punting. Good luck. And thanks, happy man. Birthday too, Luke.
Thanks, Gareth. Yeah, so look, 20 years old today. So I have to work, but I call Mildura nearly every week, so I may as well spend the 20th in true Mildura style.
Enjoy yourself. Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
Scotty Garraway, isn't he making a name for himself these days up north of Mildura? He's flying, Scotty Garraway, and he joins us now. G'day, Scott. Welcome to RSN Central.
G'day, Gareth. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you, mate. Now, you've got a couple of chances there today. In fact, you've got a few. Skipper's Swan Song, drawn inside that second row, just needs a touch of luck.
Yeah, she just needs a bit of luck, Gareth. It's probably not a bad draw for her, even though it's not a great draw, but it'll suit her style of racing.
All right, then. Miss Twinkle outside the front row. Do you just go forward and try and take on Treacherous Rock? And of course, this 3-year-old that showed a little bit for Jess Tubbs down south in recent times.
Yeah, no, I think we'll go backwards with that one at the start, Gareth, and just sort of let her work home. So yep, That'll be her pattern today.
What about Glamrock, race 4 outside that second row draw?
Yeah, he's a bit the same. He's got a bad... I've got poor draws all night, really, but Glamrock will be try and go up the fence and take inside runs, and hopefully he just runs on at the end.
Promise Me Heaven. Now, there's a couple of scratchings off that front row, but I Am Raymond, on its first up effort anyway, Mildura looks tough to beat. Can you beat it, Scotty, with Promise Me Heaven?
Well, to be honest, Gareth, you've been up this way a fair bit, and it's very hard to win from outside the back row. He managed to do it last week, Promise Me Heaven, but that was over the longer trip. I think over the short, it's even harder because they don't sort of come up there, so you don't get into the race as well. So, but look, in saying that, the horse is a very good horse. He could win, but he probably needs to learn to come off the speed a few times too. He's not learning nothing, just sending him forward all the time, and you can't keep doing that to him either. They get sick of it, so... Yeah, the other horse has probably got the advantage being in front of me, I'd think, tonight.
Now, Scott, are you enjoying your full time now?
Yeah, mate, I'm home all the time now doing. I've took on a few more horses, so, yeah, no, it's good, mate. It's just good to be home with my family and spend a lot more time with my daughter rather than being in the mines like I was for the last 13 years.
Yeah, so you used to travel in and out. You always had a great passion for harness racing, but now you're... you're living your dream. All people should do that, really, shouldn't they? I know that the money's really good in the mining, but if you can do what you love, it makes life more enjoyable anyway.
Yeah, look, my father passed away, Gareth, about a year ago, and when he died, sort of made me realise that there's more to life than just working. And, money, it's good to have money, but you've got to have a life. And, he worked all his life and I never got to see him much. So it made me realise and spend a bit more time with my daughter.
Nah, love it, Scotty. And you're a good bloke too, mate. So it's good to see you training winners and having success. Now, are you having a punt? Are we having a punt tonight? Or we let this meeting go?
Yeah, look, I'd probably let this meeting go, Gareth. Oh, just saying, look, promise me heaven can win. I'm not saying it's going to win. It's going to find it tough from there. I think he's a real nice horse moving forward. Skipper Swan Song can win as well, but it's just, she's going to need luck in running to win from where she's drawn. But the other two, I'd be staying out of them.
All right, Scotty, good luck tonight. We'll catch up later on too. Well done.
Thanks, Gareth. Good to talk to you again, mate. See ya.
There's Scotty Garraway there. George Ferrugia is about to join us.
George Ferrugia's Greyhound Form. To watch every Victorian Greyhound race live and free, simply download the Watchdog app or follow Watchdog Racing on Twitter or Facebook.
George, I've got my pen ready to go. How do we back a winner today at those two meetings we're about to preview here on RSN Central? Of course, we're looking at those meetings at Horsham and Warragul.
Warragul, and good morning to you, Gareth. Race 2, number 2, Cloud Razor, I think is a good chance today. A couple of handy placings, including one in pretty nice time at Ballarat. I think he can break its maiden duck here. It's up against a Graham called Elliot Ness, who's got a little bit of speed. It seems like it's between those two, but I just like where Cloud Razor is drawn. He's got slightly more experience. I think he can win today, race 2, number 2. Quality numbers 1, 3, 4 and 8 into 1 and 4. Into 2, 3, 4, and 6, into 1, 7, and 8, over to Warragul tonight. Really keen on one at even money odds. Race 10, number 8, Pilbara, for Mario Briganti. Last start, third behind Blazing Cartier in very fast time at standout. Its form before that was really impressive. I think the big wide open spaces of Warragul over the 680, Gareth, will really suit. And I've got it as the clear winner here, so I'm happy to take that. So race 10, number 8. Quality numbers 2, 4, and 7. Into 1, 4, and 8, into 2, and 6, into 1, 3, 6, and 8 to bring us home.
Uncle Marzi all over Pilbara today. Surely they're $2. I never really heard you so confident before, Georgie.
I've had 4 missed calls from him. So right, yeah, he'll be on in about 10 minutes. I'll jump on before he does.
So I am Raymond Talim at Mildura. This can be our multifar. This is going to be a new segment here on RSN Central. The Uncle Marzi. The Uncle Marzi multi in all three codes, we're going to call it, because he loves a bet. He bets anywhere. So this will keep him entertained for the day. You ready, Georgie? When you can tell him. We'll go to Kilmore. It's nice and short at $1.50, but diamonds and stones, all right? So $1.50. Into Mildura Race 5, number 1. And that can be I Am Raymond at $2.60. Into Your Greyhound at Warragul. At around $2 there. So race 10, number 8. Do you like that, Georgie?
I'm going to pass it on to him right now, mate.
Just bear with me. At Kilmore, race 2, what price we're getting here? $1.50 for diamonds and stones. Uncle Marzi all up. This will be a tab special bet coming up shortly. I know Trent Langskill's listening. $7.80. Thank you very much. He'll shout the bar in Kilmore at the local pub there. So there you go. Good on you, George.
Absolutely, mate.
We'll catch up with you with Off the Leash. And that is RSN Central on this. We're not wrapping up. It's RSN Central's Form Express. Great to be back on holidays on this Tuesday, the 12th of January. Now, we'll take a quick break. Courtney Walsh from the Australian newspaper will be waltzing in this studio.